This past November 3rd, the American people participated in a centuries-long tradition to uphold and preserve our democracy, voting. This presidential election saw record-breaking numbers of voting turnout, with voters ages 18 to 29 leading the way. I'm sitting here virtually with Jessica Ronan, Program Coordinator for the Center for Youth Political Participation at the Eagleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers, to discuss youth voting turnout in this election and what comes next. Ms. Ronan, thank you so much for joining me. So youth voter turnout for the 2020 election was huge. According to Tufts University, 53% of eligible young people voted in this election, compared to only 45% in 2016. What made young people come out and vote more now than in 2016?
So thank you for having me today. I'm very excited to be here and discuss with you. So there was a lot of different impacts of why people were more likely to turn out this year, most specifically young people. I think it was a twofold, opportunity. First, especially in New Jersey, we had this institution of all mail-in voting. So people had a lot more time to go and cast their vote, especially for young people. What we usually see on election day is people have to prioritize getting to the polls. They have a lot of different schedules. They may work, even though the polls are open from 6 to 8, their schedules may not allow them to do that and actually go out and vote. So this year, with the institution of all mail-in voting or majority mail-in voting this year, people were able to say if they got their ballot on October 8th, they can cast it on October 8th and get it submitted. And it was one less thing to think about. So we had a lot more time for people to vote. Additionally, a lot more people were in their home state. So for students who may have been living on campus this year and maybe a student who was voting in Georgia or in Pennsylvania, they had more time to actually go and cast their ballot in their home state. So it led to a greater voter turnout. We're hopeful that this continues in recent more and more elections. But those are just some ways that more and more young people were able to cast their ballot this year.
Mm-hmm. And then speak on to the issues that young people had in mind this year. What were the main issues that the average voter between ages 18 and 29 might be keeping in mind when choosing who to vote for?
So this year, specifically for young people, there was a large focus on the impacts of the pandemic in relation to healthcare, because a lot of students who work in these jobs that are in the service industry, they may not have had jobs recently. So impacts of jobs in healthcare. Additionally, in the recent activism that we've seen in recent months, that also led to a lot of students going out and voting, because there was a greater emphasis that the people who are serving you locally are the ones that are going to be impacting the rules that affect you in your community. So those are just some other ways. Additionally, climate change was another issue for young people of why they turned out. I know for, Joe Biden, he ran on a platform of, getting more involved in the Paris Climate Accord and other climate change policies. So that led to more and more young people focusing on those problems of why they turned out and voted this year.
Mm-hmm. And speaking to that, increase in like political awareness this year. This year has seen many young people at the forefront of great political movements like Black Lives Matter, acting as community organizers and representatives. Do you think greater youth voting turnout might be evident of just young people's like general greater interest in the political process?
I would say yes and no. So I think young people have historically been on the forefront of these community activism efforts with Black Lives Matter, going all the way back to the Civil Rights Movement and the Birmingham Children's Crusade. So we have seen young people really involved in the political process. I don't think it's a brand new phenomenon, but I think there's a stronger connection and awareness now of the people who are serving you in office got there by voting or by political engagement. So I think just the greater awareness for that link and the impacts that the people who are serving you have on your community, I think that's really has led to the greater increase of youth voter turnout in recent years and youth political process. Additionally, the people who are serving you are more likely to look like younger generations, and also they're more diverse. We've seen like the increase of the Latino vote. We've seen the increase of like the Black vote as well. But that's because those people are now currently serving in office and have more of a presence and more of a seat at the table. So I think that's also led to a greater emphasis in the political process and engagement as well.
Mm-hmm. And speaking to the future, do you think that this year's turnout might be a start of an upward trend in youth voting? Like, can we predict this, that like youth will similarly come out to vote in like the 2022 midterms, or is this just like a one-time 2020 phenomenon?
So I'm very hopeful that, youth will continue to turn out. So we have next year, we have our New Jersey governor's race. So that's in 2021. We also have the midterms in 2022. So what we have seen is that people who vote at a younger age will create a system and will continue to vote for years to come. So it creates a pattern. They learn that, okay, I cast my ballot in that last November. I'm going to go and do that next November. So this creates a lifelong pattern of voting. So we're hopeful that young people continue to turn out and vote. And I think this year has really proven the idea that every vote really does matter with our close election races this year. So people are actually seeing, like, you know, I did vote and it did make a difference for who was serving me or the policies that were in place. So I'm really hopeful that more and more young people will turn out and vote, not only in 2022, but in 2021 and also their local election races as well.
Mm-hmm. So how has social media affected youth voter turnout this year?
I think it's had a really strong impact on youth voter turnout, actually. You know, in regards to how people get voting information, we're seeing it when you pull up on your Instagram feed about how to check your voter registration status, that there's an election today. So you're seeing it not only, you know, in the sharing of information, but also that the information that you're seeing your friends post and also the organizations and the networks that you're involved in. So I know there was a very large push on Instagram as well of people sharing information about how to check your ballot if you're in this state, how to contact your local elections officials for various issues. So more and more people are finding their information on social media organically through the people that they follow, through the networks that they're involved in. And additionally, it's also increased, you know, the news awareness of people, what people are consuming. We've spent, especially in regards to the pandemic, we've spent so much time online in the past 8 months, more so than we probably ever did before. And people are getting their news on social media because it's quick, it's there, and it's available. So it's definitely has led people to be more aware of what's happening in their local communities and also has increased and pushed voter turnout in general.
So what's next for the Center for Youth Political Participation at Eagleton? What goals are you looking at now that the election has passed?
So right now we've kind of shifted gears and we're much more focused on our Are You Ready programming. So for that, Are You Ready is a civic engagement education initiative that we partner with local high schools. We did a national expansion of this effort with the University of Texas at Austin, Drew University, and now also with Rutgers Newark to bring civic education to local high school students, show them the impact that they can make in the political process. We do this through a series of in-class sessions, through a conference, and also through our Are You Ready Civics Fair. That will all be virtual. So that's one thing that we're working on right now. So just that greater expansion. But in terms of the election for next year, right now we're really thinking about how are we going to take the skills that we learned during this 2020 election that were all virtual and actually transcend them into our next elections moving forward. We had a lot of success with the creation of how-to videos and answering questions about what do I do if I haven't received my official ballot? And much of this work was created by our students through TikTok videos or other mediums. So really looking forward to seeing how we can, you know, take those skills of like those videos that we did now and transcend them into, you know, more in-person engagement, which we're hopeful for in September of next year, November of next year. So that's kind of our goals right now. And also we're really looking forward to expanding our Are You Voting National initiative, which is areyouvoting.rutgers.edu. It's a national website where students who are voting in all different states can find out accurate nonpartisan information. So really greatly expanding that. And because we recognize that, you know, this year especially, not all students are living in New Jersey. They're living all across the country. So providing that information for them, that's going to be another really important goal for us moving forward.
And just some like additional questions, if you don't mind. So what is one piece of advice you would give to any young person who's interested in getting involved in the political process or just starting to get involved in the political process?
So I feel like one or two pieces of advice I would give is really determining what's your passions. So first, determining what your passion is going to be really helpful for you to get involved if, you know, deciding which candidates you're going to vote for, you know, getting involved in campaigns and other awareness initiatives as well. So determining that passion and following through with your passion. Additionally, it's really getting all the information that you can, finding those resources that are nonpartisan for you to get started. Oftentimes students think, you know, I'm 22 or I'm 21, it might be too late for me to vote for the first time. This year we saw a record number of new voters turning out. So it's never too late to get involved and look for the resources that are available for you. The university has a lot of resources and also looking for the resources in your state. People want to be helpful and elected officials, they serve you. So just remember that as well when you're looking forward to getting involved in the process.
All right. Thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me. That concludes our interview. I hope you have a pleasant day. With WRSU, I'm Asla Conker.